thrown into the snow. We're all born with the need to be loved and to love. God created us that way. And perhaps this is why John 3:16 resonates with so many people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Do you know that God really loves you? If you're convinced of this fact, you'll be bolder, happier, and more fulfilled. In psychology, it's valued as the power of home base. If home base is healthy, loving, and strong, then we'll be safe to grow and to go. Paul the Apostle seemed to understand the psychological need in you and me because he prayed that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:18 and 19. Paul knew that most of us grew up in imperfect homes. Some had dads and others didn't. Some had loving moms and others didn't. I'll never forget the sad story of a young woman whose mother threw her naked outside in the snow to punish her. Another young woman was molested by her grandfather. And a young man I knew had a speech impediment because his dad beat him with a frying pan. As a counselor, I've heard so many stories that have made me cry. But I've seen people's lives change by finding a new home base of love in a good church and a loving home. You may not have been born into a good, loving family, but you can be reborn into the family of God. It's a family of love. He's a loving Father who sends his Spirit to fill you with love and help you develop a new home base of love. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.